12-Sided Stories is for mature audiences and often deals with topics that may be difficult for some listeners. Discretion is advised. Hello, and welcome to A Spy Thriller with Teeth. 12-Sided Stories presents Dead Drop, a story-heavy, rules-light, Knights Black Agents actual play. And now, your director, Wes Otis.
Welcome to Dead Drop episode 10, our season finale. I'm very excited to see what happens tonight. I am Wes Otis, and I have some wonderful players. I almost forgot to introduce myself. Let's start with Saint.
Hello, I am Saint or Saint Spider, and I will be piloting Layla for this season finale. She, her, and my goodness gracious, there's been a lot of info. And also, I was shot. I'm recovered. But, you know, like traumatically in my head, that's a lot still. So I'm going to like milk it. Thanks.
Hi, I am Pooja. She, her, playing Asha. Also, she, her, and who will be herself one way or another.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and I am playing Sophia Vallardes, she, her. And for some reason, Sophia is not freaked out by talking vat of blood. So, you know, she's got that going for her.
Hey, I'll be Zelda, they, them, playing Decker Black, he, they. And Decker was injured, but, you know, he doesn't talk about it, not because he forgot about it, but definitely because he's buff and doesn't want to share his feelings. But, yeah, the vat of blood, totally cool. Not scared of it at all. Not like it has a weird speaker in front of it to communicate with us. Totally normal.
Before we start, please consider supporting the show through Patreon or on ko-fi.com, spelled K-O-F-I. Now, on with the show.
Yeah, vat of blood, that's come up a few times, so let's recap with that first. Last time we got together, Asha was tempted by what we will call a human blood bomb. C, who we now know is Kane, sent over a human for her to feed on, and she was able to get away from him and get friends to help out. They decided, after having a great talk about team dynamics and friendship and everything else — I know that kind of sounds like a Care Bear intro, but it's not.
We would not make a good Care Bear team, let's be honest.
Or My Little Pony. I'm not sure which one. But yeah, no. It's the worst Care Bears ever. I'm going to smother you. You all talked for a while, and then you made a decision that you needed to know more about Van Helsing. Sophia tried to find him, and that led to Carla calling you up and saying, no, you can't find us that way, but if you really need to talk, come by and you can meet. Basically, you went over and you met a, let's say, fish tank full of blood known as Abel, from Cain and Abel, Cain's brother, who wants revenge on the vampires, wants to wipe them out, was hoping you'd all find them all so you could flesh them out for him. He is restricted to his tank, and you were about to do a test to see if Asha could get rid of all of Kane's blood from her system by infusing Abel into her blood. So this is very dangerous and might end up really, really impairing or possibly killing Asha.
Okay, so what I wanted to ask before we revealed the status of this role is whether I could assist on this infusion situation.
How would you assist?
We had spent time setting up like a infusion system, and I feel like some of my mechanics would come in handy there in terms of like having set that up and made it travel worthy. And if we use that instead of whatever junk Abel has laying around, no offense,
Junk. He's got a fully automatic army in the building. Junk.
Right. Everything. So many cameras and guns. Like, this place is... Whew.
Sure, we can say that you can assist with the roll. What did you end up getting, by the way?
Well, I spent 6 points, and I rolled a 4, so I hit 10.
Okay, cool. So even without Asha's help, you were able to get the roll, because 10 is literally the upper
threshold.
Threshold, yeah.
I can't do any more medical stuff, just letting you know.
Good to know.
Yeah, at least for a day. You set up a petri dish, you put some blood in it, and the amount of blood that you see, it purifies it pretty well, but then it separates. Abel's blood cannot be incorporated into other blood, probably because of a supernatural component. It seems to be able to clean, but it will not stay in Asha's body. So once it's run through, it will come out every way it can.
Like she'll sweat it out?
There's a lot of pores. There's a lot of orifices. It's going to be carry kind of blood, is what you're thinking.
I mean, it's worth it.
Is it worth it to kill you? Like, this feels like it needs an intermediary step.
And Decker puts his hand up. I'm a donor. I'm the O1 that's available for everybody.
So yeah, do we have time for a full human blood transfusion?
It doesn't have to be full. We've already done 2 of the regular ones, so it's just enough to knock out whatever is left of Kane in my system before we go into a situation where he could try to take control of me again and it would cause us all to die.
Dr. Brain is saying, that's cool that they're so gung-ho, but I know that blood transfusions take freaking time. And also, it's not a percentage game. I mean, like, it's basically a biological situation and then percentage game as long as you don't get killed by the biological situation.
Okay, so chemistry is an investigation skill, which means you don't need to make a roll. But both of you, Layla and Asha, are good at chemistry. Do you want to spend extra points?
Yeah, I'll spend a point of chemistry. I am highly invested in this.
Okay, do you think I should also spend a point?
You don't need to, Saint, but I'm going to say that you work together to get the information.
Cool. Yes.
You look over all of the stuff, and here's what it comes down to. There is a 2 in 6 chance that this could possibly kill her if she doesn't.
Okay.
Now, whether or not you can be resuscitated after, you're not sure, but it's going to be a shock to the system. That being said, when you go into this place, you're going to probably have to do a lot of fighting. There's probably going to be a lot of blood. So if you go in there like you are now, it could end badly for you. You could end up as a thrall of Kane. So it's really your choice on how much risk you're willing to take.
I mean, it has been incredibly, in the instances where I have had to restrain myself, it has been increasingly difficult to do so.
Yes.
I will look you in the eyes and just tell you, there is a limited amount of willpower that I have to keep fighting this. I need the Hail Mary. So let me do it.
Okay. Yeah, this is the moment.
Okay, well.
Is this medic again after I spent all my points?
Oh my God, don't even smile, Wes. That is illegal.
Wait!
Hey, I didn't tell you how many points to spend, did I?
No, you said it was very hard.
Do you have any preparedness that could help out?
No,
I have a little bit more medic.
Actually, what we're going to say, this is just going to be a straight up 6-sided die roll. Because
oh, that makes sense. Shoot, should I roll or should Asha roll?
I think Asha should roll. So that way, if she fails the roll, she can't blame you or me.
Still will.
You asked me to do it.
Not you. Not you, Layla.
Me. She'll blame me. All right, so make the roll.
Okay.
Can I give her medic points, though? Wait, before you do it.
What?
Oh, it's a straight roll. It's not, like, there's nothing I can add to it.
It's a straight roll. There's no points.
Right. I'm just like, wow, my brain is like, I know the answer to this, but I'm asking anyway. Wow. Okay, here we go.
I rolled a 4.
Yes!
My very fancy spellcasting glyph die did me right.
Wow. So here's what happens. You all set up this infusion, and it's not actually going to take all that long because supernatural, the blood moves on its own. Abel can move through any place he wants and reform as a liquid.
That's gross, man. So yeah, gross.
It's pretty gross. But what ends up happening is Asha takes the blood in, and then suddenly, maybe 20, 30 minutes in, she passes out, and all of this blood from every single pore on her body starts to seep out through her clothes, through everywhere else, through her eyes, everything. And so much blood comes up under her toenails and her fingernails that they pop off.
Ah!
And there is this, I'm really sorry, everyone. So all of this blood just starts oozing out of her.
Is there a bathtub? Can we bring her to a bathtub? Oh my God.
I should be in a tub of some kind.
Can we hose her down? What do we do? I'm not panicking. You're panicking.
Probably just putting towels on her.
Yeah, all of the blood comes out. It doesn't leave any stains because it's all part of Abel, and he pulls himself together again and goes back into the bowl. But you have no fingernails or toenails right now, so there's that.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh. Oh, what do we do before she wakes up? What is there, like...
Whoa, I mean, there's...
Polysporin?
I'm pushing... Decker, get the... Get back.
Okay, I don't know why I'm so close.
A medical professional. Yikes. So, yeah, we're putting towels on her, just trying to, like, we're going to have to, like, give her a crazy-ass sponge bath, but, like, you know, for now. And then Layla's like, what the fuck? Like, when she sees that there's no blood on the towels, like, what? Just, I guess, nails. Just nails. I guess I'll just discreetly throw those out. Is Asha awake or asleep?
She wakes up.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to assess her medically. Does she need anything? I'm going to just use my notice.
She seems fine. Asha, you feel probably better than you've ever felt. Every toxin in your body has been removed. And you feel, Abel would not agree with this term probably, but you feel reborn. And you do feel better, like you have gotten rid of some sickness inside of you. You also feel like you're by yourself for the first time in a few weeks. Like you're not being watched.
Well, I'm assuming because I woke up, and also I feel great.
Do you really feel great? And Decker like gets up from a chair that he brought over in here. Can I get you? Do you like what?
Sit
this is
down,
so scary.
Decker.
Okay, okay. Okay, I'm back on the chair.
Sit down.
Does anybody need water?
Hold on. That's like, I already, there's water here.
Oh, I could get more.
This is
okay,
basic.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I'm wrapping up the hands.
That was amazing. And like, I look down and I'm like, I'm sure those will grow back eventually.
They probably will. Probably.
I mean, I've definitely lost a toenail or two before, but this is, I'm just not going to look at it.
We're just going to gauze those right up.
This is perfect. A, we should all book it really soon. Because there's no way he doesn't know that he's not in my head anymore. But two, yeah, Abel, would you agree? You really seem to be the antidote.
I'll go with you if we can figure out a way to get my brother there and we can end this tonight.
I mean, I feel like this is a pretty big red flag in front of the bull situation. Everybody's been telling me how obsessive he is. He knows where I'm going. Makes sense that he would show up.
True. I'll go with you.
Not to ask the elephant question, but how are we gonna carry you?
Yeah, do you float or something? I know blood mist is a thing, but maybe not real. Layla's like, is that cringy to say that? I'm a little embarrassed.
He goes,
well, I mean, I can fit in basically anything. Usually I'm transported in blood bags and things like that, so anything, you know, if you put me in a couple of syringes.
I was about to say, if you can be separated, then we can all load up on syringes.
I have a flask. I don't want to carry a syringe. I just, a flask I picked up, like, not 2 days ago.
I was just thinking that if we encounter, you know, the big C.
Oh, yeah, you totally just want me to stab him like that. Okay.
Right.
Yes, I think that would work. And you can use me on the other vampires as well. I mean, the real vampires. Don't waste me on the pill vampires.
Well, I had a plan that I already prepped for, but this might really be helpful for it. I have some bags of blood for our three vampires, because I know when we found the Baron, he was in a weakened state and he needed blood, and he tried to feed on Decker. So to protect us all, I was gonna just bring some blood with us. But inside those bags of blood, I had some trackers so that when they drank down the blood, they would drink down a tracker, you know, without realizing it.
Nice going.
Sophia is the smartest of us all.
Seriously.
But since, I mean, if Abel's blood kills them, we don't necessarily need the trackers, but we could put Abel in all of these bags of blood that I have ready.
That sounds good.
I mean, we could put the trackers just in case, you know, hedge our bets.
How many bags? You think 5 bags?
I had prepared 3 because it was 3 vampires, but I probably have some empty bags too.
Well, we know that more than likely, because the connection has been severed, that Cain will come. So there'll be 4. The Baron is his right hand, so the Baron might show up, or if he's smart, he won't. So, yeah, it's worth the risk.
I feel like if we can do syringes and the bags, if we can get the 3 that are currently being held to ingest willingly, but there's no way we're going to be able to get the Baron and Cain to willingly drink out of our blood bags, unless you're counting us as the blood bags.
True.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really mind. Like, the not Cain. I mean, the Baron was kind of hot, so I don't mind offering myself
the
up.
The only way people are offering themselves up is as bait. Are we doing that, honeypot?
Yeah. Nothing permanent. I trust everybody would pull me back. It's what friends are for.
So you have a solid plan. He has 9 liters of blood, so you can fill up 3 bags and several syringes and be fine with that. Is everybody going to be carrying syringes and Sophia's going to carry the bags?
I think so.
Okay.
Guess so, yeah. We don't have to be exact in our injections, right?
No, you just have to, it's like an EpiPen.
All right, yeah, get it in there, and that's fine. I was like, do I have to train people on intravenous injections?
Oh, God, please don't. I won't.
Yeah, if you had to stop and be like, okay, show me your arm, then it wouldn't work.
Right.
We gotta find the vein.
No, we just do it as a dartboard, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
Just, you know, just get that target practice.
I'm going to say that the syringes are weapons. Layla's going to be happy about that, so.
Yes.
Meanwhile, I'm fucked.
All right. So you go over to Queens. You have loaded up everything. Carla is staying behind and burning the location you were at. If everything goes well, you know where the rendezvous point is. You have Abel in 3 bags of blood and lots of syringes. And when you get there, the regular stuff is going on. Like, people are coming and going and everything like that. It's nighttime and Samuel is there. You know that there are guards around. You are sure that Cain is probably nearby watching, because part of the deal is not screwing with these vampires, he wants you to say. And plus, the connection has been snapped. So, you know, you're pretty sure he's in the area. How do you proceed?
Okay, Asha, you're kind of the de facto leader right now. So I'm gonna need you to lead us.
All 3 of the others of us just went, what? Hello?
Does that not make sense? Well, I need to be led right now.
Fair. I mean, we're here to see Samuel. That part of the plan still makes perfect sense.
Okay, that's all you.
All right. So do you just go up to the front gate all together, or are you going to go in by yourself, or how are you approaching this? Like, what's the plan?
Sophia?
I mean, I think at least a couple of us should try and go in a less guarded door, you know?
I will say that all of you need to be inside to like, Sophia can't stay in the van because, you know, if you're doing the blood thing, you can't, you, all of you need to be in there with the blood.
Yeah, no, I was going to say at least a couple of us should go while she's distracting them at the front, go in through a back door. Yeah.
Is that part of our preparedness?
One of my cherries is that I can automatically pick or bypass any normal commercial door lock or alarm on buildings or vehicles without a test.
Wow.
Otherwise, the difficulty for such a lock is 2.
The mechanics cherry and the infiltration cherries are amazing.
Yeah, makes sense. So who's going to go with Team Asha and who's going to go with Team Sophia? Like,
I mean, I barged through enough front doors. I got a new coat, too, so I don't mind.
Yeah, Decker can come with me, and Layla and Sophia go around the back.
Yeah, Decker's got the talking skills.
Mm-hmm. And the face.
And look at Decker, and I'm like, how'd you get that new coat, Decker?
His smile drops. Two hideouts ago,
Start walking away cussing.
I didn't even finish. Wow, I have no idea what she's mad about.
The best, worst agent ever.
How can you not love Decker?
Seriously, if it wasn't for his friends, I don't know how he'd get by.
It's just pure luck that he's not dead. It's pure luck.
Yes!
Let's start with the back door. Sophia and Layla go to the back and magically are able to get through the back door because Sophia is awesome with the electronics. And the second you get in there, you can hear the sound of machinery going. There's a lot of sound and everything going on. And you find that there doesn't seem to be as much security going on in the back. They seem to have, you know, they have some surveillance going on, but like I said, Sophia was able to get past it pretty easily. So you're in a dark corridor with a bunch of machinery going on around you. And how do you proceed and what do you have?
What is going on with these machines? I'm taking a closer look immediately.
They look like pipes that are probably taking different chemicals to different places in the facility.
Does it look like medical equipment that I could have seen, you know, throughout either military installations or commercial?
Right now, it's just a hallway with a bunch of pipes around you, kind of like the downstairs of an engine room or something, you know, something like that. But the markings on the side of the pipes are for different chemicals that you recognize as biological chemicals that can be used for production of Barlatola.
Well, we know we're in the right place. Very good, very good.
So we follow the pipe?
I suppose so. What does the hallway look like? There are a lot of doors, no doors. What's going on?
No doors. It's all pipes going down. It almost looks like scaffolding, like there's something below you, but there's not. It's a concrete floor. You go down, and then there's a four-way, and the pipes are all around you. Like I said, it's pretty much like the bottom of a large Navy ship. You remember that from like a destroyer or something, like an engine room with a lot of different moving things and not really doors, but open spaces, but just lots of mechanical things going on around you.
We should at least try to trace our way to a control room, all the while keep an eye out for an attacker, which I would have expected would have hit us in the face as soon as we opened the door, but we were not. Surprising.
And I reach into my bag and I hand Layla a flashlight, and I have one, but they're UV lights.
Okay.
Just for stunning purposes.
Do you also have guns? Do you have your guns out?
Yes. Guns 1,000%. Okay. I almost went wacky and was going to ask if we could make a syringe gun. I'm just going to just let you know, I withheld.
I was like, oh, I really want this. I want a dart gun.
Yeah, I was thinking about it, but I was like, maybe that's too stupid. I will hold myself back.
A super soaker of Abel.
So you start going around, and it doesn't take you very long before you come across a large area that is pumping a bunch of chemicals into a vat. and there are about four vampire creatures walking around, taking notes, a couple of all-fathers, a couple of scientist guys working, and making an infiltration roll, both of you. Let me know what you get.
Crap. Okay, I've got 0 points in that, so...
I will put... Is it a hard or a regular?
I'm going to say hard.
Aw, so I have to fail.
I'll put a four. I'll put four.
You have to get a six.
I got seven.
Well, it fell off my desk. Does that count? I mean, it landed on a six, so that's the thing where I'm like, should I re-roll?
I will be nice and say I'll take that six. They don't smell you, and you are in a position where they don't see you. What do you want to do?
How many are in the room?
Four.
Okay, two against four. Great. Do some look like guards versus scientist workers?
Yeah, the two all-fathers look like they're probably packing heat.
Okay, maybe we can lure them out first, take care of them, and then handle the weaker ones, hopefully. I do realize that's a big assumption, big fat assumption. But yeah, that's my first thought where it's like, okay, maybe we can just make a little bit of a commotion out here. And I'm looking at the pipes and I'm like, shit, maybe we can, and I'm looking around, is there perhaps one of those in case of fire, break glass, fire axe-y type things?
Sure.
Okay. I don't know why I wasn't like, I just brought a tool, but no, I'm going to use the fire axe and break the glass and chop a hole in a pipe. Just, we need a big commotion, leaks, shit like that. I'm like, Sophia, are we down? Let's do this.
Let's do this.
Okay. Well,
all right. So, Layla, you grab an fire axe, and you hit this pipe, and it bursts, and all this chemicals come spraying out towards both of you, and it is this weird, like, mixture of probably vampire blood and something else. Suddenly, you start having a really bad reaction, and your eyes dilate. And you start seeing things in the air around you, different figures, and they meld into each other. And you stumble back. You realize that there's probably some sort of secondary drug that they're putting in this version of Barlatola.
As a person with much medical experience, am I like, oh, this is MDMA or something like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, legit. All right. Well,
yeah, this is acid, probably.
Oh, not MDMA. Okay, acid.
Okay, acid and blood, just awesome. Just delightful. Okay.
Yeah, so, because when you hit the pipe, it burst and all of it came out. Now, Sophia, I'm going to give you a chance to not be hit by this because Layla swung the axe and I'm a nice GM. I'm a good person. And... ah, the faces. So roll a six-sided die. 1, 2, 3, you miss. You miss the spray. 4, 5, 6, you're in Funtown.
Oh my God.
I'm in Funtown. I rolled a six.
No.
All right. So, yeah, you were too close, and both of you are high as fuck.
Oh, my God.
All right. Tripping balls. Let's move over to Asha and Decker.
Oh, no.
Unaware of what's going on in the back. Asha, you and Decker go to the front door, basically.
So, cover story on the way in. You're my bodyguard.
Sounds good. And Decker takes a few steps back and to the left of you to be ready and to cover your back.
Cool. All right. Guard comes up and says, can I help you?
I'm here to see Samuel.
And you are?
Tell him Asha's come to collect what she's owed.
Okay, 1 second. Runs over to the phone. You hear, really big guy behind her. Blah, 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 blah. You know, yada, yada. A few moments later, he comes over and goes, Samuel will see you. The door opens up and you make your way in. He takes you upstairs to a office. It's not a really well-made office like you would find at a... large corporate building. This is a worksite office.
How many floors up are we?
You're on the second floor.
Any windows in the office?
Yes, there's windows.
All right, thank you.
And they go to the outside, and is this like a kind of factory situation where like the offices are on a ring that's kind of like a balcony situation down into the...
Down into where the main area is, yes.
Okay.
So as you're going up to this office, you suddenly hear this alarm that goes off. And one of the guards goes, ah, fuck. He goes, like, just go up the stairs. Samuel's waiting for you. I've got to check out what that is.
Okay.
So let's jump back over to our friends, Layla and Sophia. You are tripping really hard. You're covered in blood, and there's blood all over the place. This pipe has burst, and you see three walking elephants coming towards you. And then two giraffes are behind them. They're all standing up, though, and they every once in a while switch places automatically, like they blink in and out of what's going on. As they get closer, you see that their bodies seem to be melting a little bit, but they're about to hit you. What do you want to do?
Well, I am going to try to back away. I'm going to try to be evasive rather than attack.
Yeah. Okay.
I say to Layla, we got to run from these elephants.
I'm just like, fuck! I'm just screaming. And I'm slapping my face. And it's like, God fucking damn it. Shit. God damn it. Because she had never, ever, ever wanted to be as high as this ever. She's a control freak.
Yeah, this is like Thaddeus high. To do this, let us use athletics. And I'll be nice. It's okay. A normal roll. So you have to beat a 4 to avoid the elephants and the giraffe.
Fully prepared for you to be like, you're at an extreme disadvantage mode.
No, you're so scared that you're running fast.
I'll put 3 points in.
All right.
I will also put 3 points in, yeah, because I have a feeling we'll be using more of the skill. Yes, indeed. Okay. Boop-a-doo-doo.
I rolled a 5, so that makes it an 8.
Okay. I rolled a 4, so a 7.
You are able to evade these creatures, but you are horrified out of your mind. Layla, you realize that you have the antidote.
Oh, to this? But won't it make us explode into blood? A little bit is what my high brain is thinking.
Yeah.
I mean, like, yeah, just recalling that.
It's dangerous, but yeah.
Oh, are we having vampire issues as well right now? Because it was vampire blood? Are we, like, contaminated in that way as well?
You think it might be a problem, yeah.
Okay, all right.
It's like an EpiPen.
And then we'll be like, okay, wait. Well, her brain is high. So we're thinking out of the box. I'm gonna be like, we gotta take the stuff, Sophia. And I am still moving. I think in her brain, she's like,
yeah.
Yeah. These elephants are like coming at you and falling over and.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, I gotta get outside. Like, we gotta get back outside because they can, we'll be trapped. We'll be trapped. You know, just nonsensical. But I'm like, where's that door we came in? So that's where I'm thinking, I'm heading. And then, yeah, I'm saying we got to take the stuff.
Do you follow? Because the elephants are slowly turning into some other creatures and they're not something you recognize. They're more globular.
Are they making the noises of creatures that we do recognize, aka they have transformed and they're coming after us in their bestial forms?
They are making noises that your ears are like shot, like all these weird kind of shit going on. Yeah. Sophia, are you going to follow Layla?
Yeah, because Sophia's like terrified right now.
All right, let's pop back over. Asha and Decker, you're outside of Samuel's office. What do you want to do?
Asha, that's not, that we don't have to worry about that alarm. That couldn't be us, right?
No telling, but this is the best chance we have to speak interrupted.
Yeah. Okay, let me go knock for you. And, Decker strides up and some, like, door-shaking knocks.
All right, so the door opens and Samuel comes up and says, I'm sorry, I thought you were going to be Asha. I'm Samuel, what's your name?
Decker steps away, doesn't say anything, for once.
Asha!
Samuel?
Oh, it's so good to see you. And he walks up as if to give you a hug. Do you allow him to hug you?
I'm good, thanks.
Oh, I can't imagine how hard this has all been. Well, come into the office. And he has you sit down at the chairs and he sits behind the desk. He says, so, you've come for your money.
I have. You contracted me to deliver a cane. And there's currently a cane directly outside your building. You might want to deal with some kind of containment situation for that, by the way. Is this alarm something that we should be worried about?
It means a pipe has been broken. Happens every once in a while. I'm sure it's nothing major. I mean, it's a lot of money being wasted, unfortunately. But we'll get it under control.
So where are you keeping the rest of them?
Oh, the rest of them, yes. Well, they're in the basement, hooked up. So, how do you want your money?
The usual.
All right. I'm kind of surprised. I knew you would have issues and possibly lose memory, but I didn't know if you were going to come back or not.
Ah, yes. And you figured that if you didn't hear from me, rather than extracting me like you said you would just write that one off. Sorry to disappoint.
Well, you know, honor among thieves and all that. He starts to type on his computer. Decker, you get a feeling
that this is all a load of bullshit and he's not actually sending the money.
Yeah, you feel he's about to do something that neither of you are going to like. And you only have a second to make a decision on what to do about it.
I shoot the computer.
Okay, I'm not going to make you roll for that. You shoot the computer and he goes, son of a bitch. And he goes for something behind his desk and starts pulling up a gun to fire on you guys. You've already got your gun out, so if you'd like to shoot again, you can, Decker.
I'd like to take aim and shoot him in the hand.
Just shoot him in the head. It's fine.
Do we want him dead? There's like, okay, so there's a moment of hesitation where Decker is aiming like, Asha, what are your orders?
While you're kind of like looking at me like, do you, I want to do this? Or like, I'm like, this is literally what we talked about. This was the if we have time, let's kill him on the way.
He's coming up. He's got a gun.
Taking aim for the head.
You have to hit a 7.
I'm going to add 5 so I don't fuck that up. It was worth it. I have an 8. Whew, rolled a 3.
Nice. All right, so roll a d6.
All I was thinking was don't roll a 1. Don't roll a 1.
I know, right?
All right, 4. Great. So that adds, when it's a headshot, it adds an additional 2 points of damage to it and then a +1 with the gun. So that's 7 altogether. So yeah, you hit him in the head and he falls back and he doesn't seem to be moving at all. He's just in the chair. Actually, he probably knocks over the chair and is laying on the ground.
Decker doesn't even look at the body. He turns back to Asha. Okay, nobody's asked me to be a bodyguard the entire time I've been on this mission. I have very few skills, so I'm just kind of relishing in being able to be told what to do again. I'm not much of a leader. There's a reason I'm a bodyguard, you know?
And you're a very good one.
Thank you. He looks over at the body to, like, admire the headshot.
Might wanna double tap that one.
Yeah. I think that's a good idea.
You feel like we're living that horror movie right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. So you go over and take a second shot, no problem. What do you two want to do now? This alarm's going off. You know a pipe has been burst. You know they're in the basement.
Any buttons? We're in an office. His office. There's got to be like... I wrecked the computer, but there's got to be something else.
There's a console with communication and everything like that.
Do you know how to work this stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say I do. Ish.
Just a bunch of buttons to me.
Yeah, I've got 2 points in electronic surveillance. I'm going to assume that would cover this.
Well, for surveillance, yeah, you could get some information. So here's what you find out. You see Layla and Sophia in what looks to be some kind of processing room. And they are covered in blood, and they are slipping and sliding all over the place, and they seem to look like they're trying to get away from something. You also see in the same room 2 Allfathers and 2 other men trying desperately to shut down the burst pipe that has happened. Don't seem to be paying much attention to Layla and Sophia, who aren't moving at all besides just rolling around in blood.
Do we see anywhere where those three vampires might be in the basement?
Oddly enough, they did not put any cameras there.
Huh. Well, we're missing something obvious, but also I think our friends need us.
Yeah,
let's, I'm going to start running.
Yeah, I think like now is a good time to regroup. And also, if we're going to go into the yet again disconnected dark basement, that it's not just going to be the two of us.
Not doing that alone again.
As you're heading down, you're passing by people who are running by you, and they don't seem to really take notice of you. You're doing the I'm supposed to be here walk, so they seem to be fine. And you get down and you hear people yelling because there's all of this blood escaping and they're trying to fix it. And you hear Layla yelling, I know what the antidote is. Run, we gotta get outside. And Sophia yelling, but what about all the, where are we supposed to go? And they're just like incoherently yelling different things. Elephants and monsters and whatever. But they're not going anywhere.
I don't know what to do. I can restrain them.
You get one, I'll get the other.
You have to give us a syringe. You have to give us a syringe. We're infected.
And we are not doing that here in front of everyone.
Yeah.
So you're going to try to get them out of here before the All Fathers and everybody else knows that the building's been breached.
Which, there's a bit of regret. Decker looks at the All Fathers and, like, thinks about taking action, but then looks at his friends in need. Oh, okay. It's worth it.
We can always come back for them.
Yeah.
We're going to have to blow this whole place up anyway.
Oh, I cannot wait. Do you want a cover roll?
Okay. Is this a hard thing, or is this like they're distracted and it's not that bad?
I'm going to say that they're distracted, so not normal, but probably like, I'm going to just say like a 6.
Okay. So I'm going to put 3 points in.
I'm going to put 4 in. I've never used this. Why not? 7.
I rolled a 3, so that was perfect.
Okay.
I feel like I should have put 4 in now. I'm like, ugh, I don't like this.
Tell me how you get these two drugged up teammates out of there.
I'm happy to drag them.
But I mean, how do you present yourself as like, hey?
They're contaminated patients.
I pretend you're medical staff or something.
Should I grab a coat? I've always wanted to wear a lab coat.
So you walk up and just say, we're medical staff. You grab them, you pull them away.
Yeah, like they sent us down to grab these two to dry them out.
Okay. And yeah, they're so busy with the pipe, they don't seem to notice. Meanwhile, Sophia and Layla, you feel like you've been grabbed by some weird creatures that are made out of probably, you're thinking, fruit roll-ups or something, like from when you were a kid. It's really strange. They're different colors and they're melding together and they're pulling you away. And you keep yelling about the fact that all you need to do is just chill out and everything will be okay. And you're just pulled away from them.
As soon as we're outside, Decker takes great pleasure in stabbing Layla.
You're not going outside, right? You're just going to go deeper into the facility and find a quiet place.
Yeah, realistically, as long as there's space away from these folks.
Yeah. Do you stab them with the blood?
Yeah, I don't know of any other way to flush the acid out of their systems.
All right.
And whatever vampire blood they may have ingested, though I'm less worried about that because it would have been such a small amount. Is there a quick way to flush acid out of your system?
No, actually.
So yeah, they're getting stabbed.
Nice.
All right. So though this is not as dangerous as dealing with Kane's blood, you both still need to roll a 6-sided die. And if you get a 1, you are incredibly sick after.
Damn. Here we go.
Oh no, don't fail. I'll be so sorry.
Haha, I got a 3.
Nice. Suddenly all of this weirdness just fades away. All of this blood comes out of your pores and you seem to feel much better. You're no longer tripping on acid, but you also don't have very long till they fix that pipe and they find Samuel dead upstairs.
Ooh. Hey, are you back?
Yeah.
Gentle face slaps.
Whoa. Thank you. Holy crap.
Apparently that pipe was a product.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think?
And Samuel told us that he's keeping the other three in the basement, but, you know, then he tried to double cross us and Decker shot him.
Okay.
So he's dead?
Yeah.
Well, we didn't need Samuel.
No.
And dead, or just, like, fake dead?
I mean, two headshots.
Yeah, so it was like there was no more head anymore, right?
There was a lot of, like, liquids out the brain. It got kind of mushy, you know? Like skull shards.
Okay.
You guys do know that if he was a pill vampire, you know that they do take damage and die.
Right. I just want to make sure that they actually, as they said, canoed the head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so you're heading down to downstairs.
Yeah, they're good to walk. You know, we'll kind of like put our arms under there. Okay.
Yeah, they're fine. And actually, if you were missing hit points, you no longer miss those hit points because you're healed up. So you head downstairs and there is again, that same sound of the machinery that Decker's heard before. And you open the door and there are three vampires, one woman, two men, hooked up to these machines, getting drained, as it were. And you can see that there is a fourth and fifth place open, probably waiting for the Baron or for Kane. What do you do?
Let's unhook them.
And give them the blood we brought.
Yeah, like, you know, Kane sent us.
Oh, thank God.
So we have blood for you to get your strength back up.
Wonderful. All right. So you let them down.
Deckard just rips out the stuff.
Yeah. And they're very weak, and you hand them the blood. And right then behind you, hear Kane say, "Wait, brothers, sisters, where did that blood come from? Do you know? See, I don't trust it."
You sent us a gift, didn't you?
If you had partaken in that gift, then I would still have a connection to you. But somehow, magically, you've been able to break that connection. So again, I ask...
I wouldn't say magic so much as science. And where do you think the blood came from in the bags?
Suddenly, like a flash, he's right next to you, looming over you. And he says, "How did you break the bond? Give me a stability roll."
Damn it. All of us?
Yeah, I'm going to say all of you. His aura alone is pretty frightening.
How hard is it?
It's pretty hard.
This is your moment, Layla. When you get your chance, I'm here to support you.
How hard is it?
You said very hard, right?
I'm going to say probably an 8. You spend as many stability as you want to spend to avoid the consequences. But then if you run out of stability, bad things start happening.
I didn't run out of stability, but I failed.
Ooh.
Decker's weak to hot vampires. I don't know.
Well, I think this is another one where I'm just going to put the 3 points in that I have to spend here. And I rolled a 5 because the little, like, glyph dice are the best.
Are we fucked?
I'm pretty sure we're fucked.
You might be.
Is this where we die?
So, you made it, though, Pooja, right?
Pooja did, yeah. I don't know what Layla got.
Wait, oh, I forgot what it was. It was 8? Okay, I did not make it.
You didn't spend any points, or?
I spent only 1 point.
Oh, you're my favorite. Oh, no.
I wasn't sure what was going on.
Well, okay, I'll give you, because you didn't understand what was going on. It's an 8-point roll. You can spend stability. You can make a reroll. Go ahead.
Somebody has to live.
I will put 3 points in as the syringe master. Yes. Yes, okay, 3 points in. I got 6.
So that's 9.
No, I got 6 in, right? With the 3.
6 total.
Oh no.
Shit. So you pull out the syringe and just freeze as you try to go towards him. Let's figure out what your reaction is to this. So let's see. Layla, roll a 4-sided die.
Overall, my dice have been pretty nice to me, but I'm not happy. Okay, there we go. 4. Let's roll it. Okay, I got a 1.
All right, so you start to swing your syringe and you just freak out, you drop the syringe and you book it and you run out of the room as quickly as possible. All right, Decker.
Four-sided dice.
What'd you get?
Three.
All right, three. You grab a handful of syringes.
Uh-huh.
And you attack the threat. So you run towards Kane and you swing, and Kane swings out his arm. How many points in hand-to-hand or weapon do you want to put in?
Six.
So you're going to put 6 points in, so make a roll for me to hit his hit threshold.
I should have done this.
Well, you didn't roll a three.
I know.
12.
Nice.
Yes.
I'm very anxious.
So Kane swings his arm out. You slide underneath him and you jab these syringes in his throat. And this big bulge comes out the other side and his head just explodes off. And his spine wiggles just a little bit and just falls down. And the other vampires look up. And I'm going to say, let's give a 50-50 chance that they just started drinking before. So the other ones, you turn around and they're desperate for the blood and they open the blood, but they did not drink. But Abel can move, obviously, and shoots out of the pouches and basically attacks them. And they explode as well. And you win.
I think there's like a quiet moment where like the last body hits the ground and like the blood, all we hear is like the drip, drip, drip of the blood off of our clothes.
Yeah, you all are just bathed in blood, covered in gore, and standing there looking at one another. Michelle, why don't you roll your foresight just so I know what you would have done?
I rolled a three. Oh, nice.
So yeah, you would have attacked him too.
I'm grateful it was me because I got to put half of my weapon points into it.
That's good.
Yeah, because I only have 2 weapon points. Yeah.
And I have 0. So, like, me just standing there, like, making contingency, like, I will make myself the bomb here thoughts.
Yes.
What I was going to do, just for funsies, is I was going to use my, like, preparedness to have put part of Abel into a bomb situation so that the shrapnel would shred them. However, that assumes that the shrapnel would cut them, but I'm assuming if it was coated in Abel's blood, it might have. Either way, I'm glad I didn't have to blow myself up.
Do we want to blow this place up, though? Like, can we just, like, get rid of all the evidence?
Yeah, let's blow this fucker. Let's go.
I guess I'm already outside, or am I just in the hallway?
No, I'm going to say that you got out. You got out.
I think there was one moment where I was like, okay, well, I can see myself then accidentally, like, just stabbing someone on my way out. Some random vampire who blows up, and I'm still running.
Well, boosh.
We'll save that for the movie.
Yeah, like, literally, if nobody got a 3, you all would have died. That would have been it, because Kane would have ripped Asha apart unless Asha made her rolls to explode. And that's not a way to go.
I mean, we all would have been dead at that point. Like.
Well, I would have been outside.
So you all make it a safe distance away after setting a bunch of charges and the explosion goes off. You didn't really get everybody out of the building, but a lot of them were all fathers. So, meh. Thank you all so much for playing. Thank you all so much for joining us for this fun game. I mean, I had a lot of fun. I hope all of you had fun listening and playing. Let's find out where all these wonderful people are.
Hi, I am Pooja, and you can find me on Twitter at LADaisyGirl. It's LADESI girl, being much less, you know, splody and much more just burn down the patriarchy. So... on all the other socials, you can find me as Forgotten Saves, and I play TTRPGs on some other channels, streaming and podcasting. I'll talk about those on my Twitter.
Hello, I am Saint or Saint Spider, and you can find me on Twitter if you'd like to chat about games or any other thing, pretty much. And that's at Saint Spider TV. So that's at SaintSpiderTV. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and you can find me on Twitter at Michulhu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U. You can also find my music and Wes's amazing sound effects if you subscribe through BattleBards.
Hey all, I'm your non-binary busy bee. You can find me on Twitter as @B_Zelda. I am a podcaster, host of Anime Attaché, a TTRPG player. I'm playing Good Society on Roll for It. I am a TTRPG writer and the community manager for D&D Adventurers League.
And I am Wes Otis. You can find me at Platemail Games on Twitter. You can find the show on Twitter as at 12 Sided Stories, the number 12 and then Sided Stories. That's the same thing on Instagram or on our website is all spelled out, 12sidedstories.com. Check us out also over on Twitch on Tuesday nights at 6 o'clock Pacific, where we play different games. Right now we're playing Providence Decay as we're recording this, but it could change. If you want to help out the podcast, you know, throw some stars at us on your favorite platform, you know, give us a shout out on social media, let us know what you like about the show, or join us on Patreon or Ko-fi, and definitely come by and just say hello. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening to Dead Drop. We all had a great time. Next week, we're going to have a kind of a short rundown of the season. And yeah, so we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.